You're listening to No Panic, It's Organic. I thought I'd start off with a song. Just wrote it about 20 minutes ago. It's not perfect, but it's getting there. You can hear the whole thing on my next show, which is called The Cosmic Spaceship. This week I did over 7 songs, so we're going to be playing them all next show. On today's show, let's see what I did with the list. I got a list of winners. I got a whole bunch of winners for last month. Let's see, where did I do that? One of the problems I'm having now is that I got glasses, right? So you have glasses for reading, glasses for driving, and they also happen to be like the reading glasses are not the same ones that I need for actually reading because the reading ones are for close-up reading. And so the computer qualifies more for driving reading. you got to go back and forth. But anyway, I got 10 winners for last month of the contest. If you don't know, we have a contest that goes on every month. And I'm going to just say their names out real fast for you. There's Gary from, I can't read it, Louisiana, I think it is. There's Art from Houston, Texas. Oh, this is Louie. Oh, so it's Gary from Louisville, Kentucky. Oh, Gary, I can't read my own writing. Gary from Louisville, Kentucky. Cool. Art from Houston, Texas. Sam from Malibu, California. Leo from Ventura, California. Johnny from Atlanta, Georgia. Lisa from Miami, Florida. You got Steve from Homestead, Florida. Linda from New York City, Jenny from Austin, Jessica from Austin, Texas, and Tommy from Thailand, wow. You should say where in Thailand, Tommy. But anyway, you all are winners of my last month September contest. You all should have gotten your emails by now saying you have won. There's a link on it. Click on the link, follow the link. Follow instructions to help you enter your user ID, create a user ID and password. You also get right away my latest book, Don't Panic, It's Organic. It's in ebook form. You'll get that right away. You can download. Plus, you also get a link to the members page, which will show you how to get to my other 20 books. They're all in ebook form. My one before that was the Natural Pest Control Alternatives to Chemicals for the Home and Garden. Then I also have, one of these days, on my shows, I'm going to go over all my books that I have available for you. I have one called Dances with Ants, Natural Ant Control. I have one on how to control. Well, the title is How to Keep Mosquitoes from Biting You, and really any other bugs, too. And there's a natural pet care, natural flea and tick control, you name it, natural rose care, natural tree care, the organic gardening, organic lawn. There are whole bunches of them. Boy, oy vey. Anyway, you get them all. You also get a phone line. You can call me. It's called the Organic Hotline. And there's lots more. It's all up there. So congratulations. Oh, well, one person of the 10 gets the this is all digital. So when you join for $20 a lifetime, you get is a digital membership. That means that everything's in a digital form, ebooks, you get access to the website, all that stuff. If you wanted to join and you wanted to get the printed version of the book of Don't Panic, It's Organic, the book is normally $35, but you can add the $35 to the, the book is not $35, excuse me, the book is $20. And so you get a lifetime membership for $55. You get the $20 book sent to you. That includes the shipping. But if you this, I pick one winner every month out of the group of winners. So everybody who enters wins the lifetime membership. Okay, so you're all winners. One person will get the book, and not only the book, but you'll get. So this person is Steve from Homestead, Florida. Hey, Steve, I already told you in the email that you won the lifetime membership, and guess what? You now won the special prize, I guess we call it. Because you get the printed version. Not only do you get the black and white version, and I have to explain it. See, I have two versions of the book, a black and white version and a color version. The color version goes for $100. I have it on sale now for $55, but it'll be going back up to $100 soon. It's a limited edition. It's not available in stores or anything. It's in color. It costs a lot of money to print. When I first started selling it through Amazon, people were selling it for $300, and people were asking me, "Why are you asking so much for the book?" So I didn't believe them. I went up there. Sure enough, they're up there for $300. So I called the company up. "Why is this book going up for $300? I'm the author. Should only go up. I'm selling it on Amazon for $75." Well, I said, "We can sell it for whatever price we think it's valued at," which is kind of a compliment, but it's really a ripoff. So I said, "No." So I talked to Amazon. I said, "No, nobody can sell the color version of the book except me." So I like I said, I have it up on my website for $55 special. I'm going to be taking it back off of two and selling it for $100. It's a special edition. It's in color. The only thing that I need to do is I need to get my daughter, who's the artist, figure out a way to sign it, just like with me, to sign it. So I'm thinking of having, see, normally what I do is have Amazon send you the book, right? You buy the book, I tell Amazon, ship them the book. But you don't get a personal signature. So when I have Amazon send it to me, I pay for shipping, and then I pay for shipping to send it to you again. That's not such a good idea. So I do it with this special version of it. Since I can sign it, but I haven't been able to get my daughter. I can only ship it to her and have it ship it back to me and sign it. I haven't figured it out yet. So those are probably cost a lot more, right? Because her signature is going to be worth a lot more than mine. She's going to be a famous artist. So Steve, congratulations. And the rest of you folks, congratulations. You are now a lifetime member. Follow the instructions. You will automatically get my newsletter sent to you. Say, congratulations, welcome to the club. Tells you all about the benefits of membership. The main benefit is to come talk to me, right? Is to talk to the chef or the author of the cookbook, right? And so, you have any problems, I tell people I don't do marital problems. Let me press this button here. I'm still working on this section right here. Like this. Then I got this little thing going here. Watch. It's a train. Isn't that cool? And then it goes. Isn't that nice? Oh man, I love that. I could talk all day about music. Okay, so I have no idea where I was. Okay, so today's topics. I got the winners. Let me give you. There are several ways to contact me as a member. I'll give you information, all that information about how to call me on the radio show, the email, organic hotline, stuff like that. You don't have to join. You don't have to do any of this stuff. You just want to talk to me. Well, you can call me up on the show and talk to me. That's what it's really all about. I get very depressed when nobody calls me, but then I get email people saying, well. One guy was a submarine captain, I swear. Submarine captain. Hey, we can't call you, but we have ants. What's the problem? Another one is a police officer it's a motorcycle police officer. He says, I can't call you, but I got this problem. Another person is a captain on a fishing boat. We're out to sea. I get the podcast. And here's my question. So I understand. I'm just used to doing, when I did my radio show in the brick and mortar world, I would drive to the studio, sit I didn't like that. I really liked sitting in the studio with equipment and an engineer. I mean, I have an engineer here, but I mean, I like to be in the studio. Well, I have a headphones and okay, fine. I'm in my own studio, so no different. Anyway, but the thing was different was it was like FM, so we go through. It was in Santa Barbara, had wide range all the way down to LA, all the different places. People will be calling me all the time on my show because they pick it up. You know, it's more interactive. I think the internet people are not as interactive as you listening to it over the air. You know, you can be. Anyway, if you have a question, you can call me at 888-627-6008. That's the toll-free number. Or you can use a direct line and call 323-744-4831. Now, since we use Skype over here, you can use the Skype call numbers, which is call letters, which is BBS Radio PR. Yes, Skype also has a phone number that you can call, which is 530-636-6. Let me say that again. 530-636-6. 80. And I'm happy to talk to you. The engineer will put you right straight through. I don't see any let's see, no, over here. What is this? Call started, done. Okay. Right? And he'll pipe us through and he'll tell me what's going on. And if you have a question, I'm happy to talk to you. If you decide to call, well, I guess you're calling because you probably. Well, that's cool. I like the people who call and get interactive. So I will. There's no reason for. If you want to be get the free lifetime membership, you should get it too. Okay, because I consider anybody that calls also entering the contest. If you're already a member, then you'll since you're entering the contest, you could be eligible to be one of the master winners. Master winners, you know, win the top prize. And I forgot to mention that the winner, that Steve is also getting not only the black and white version of the book, but the color version of the book, the two versions of it, right? That way you can put the color version away, not touch it, just show it with gloves. But you're also going to get a quart of the my super seaweed and 5 pounds of the Invisible Gardener's Rock Dust Blend. You're going to get a nice care package, okay? And if you join the contest and you're a member, then the members will also be eligible to get the black and white version of the book, the color version of the book, the super quart of super seaweed, and the 5 pounds of rock dust. That's what's going on in October. I tend to change what you win. I'm having some t-shirts made, so you're going to get that, hat, you're going to get that, coffee cups. So I'll change those things around. But for now, this is what it is, okay? So you enter the contest. People have asked me, how do I enter the contest? You're supposed to enter through the newsletter, but I haven't sent out a newsletter in about a month. I get mixed reactions from people. Half the people want a newsletter once a month. Other half of the people will like it less often. I think once a month is not often enough, and I'm probably going to go back to once a week for the newsletter, which at least once a month, but I haven't done one in a month. Okay, that's bottom line. So how do we join if you don't get the newsletter? Okay, there are several different ways I have set you up to so you can. How do you enter the contest? You can enter the contest. The newsletter is one of the easiest way. If you're getting the newsletter, I already set up a button there. Entering the contest opens up your email, fills in the subject for you. It goes into my mailbox doesn't go into the spam box. That's the main thing. If it goes right into my special contest box, and I won't miss you, right? And the way you do that is you go to the website invisiblegardener.com, click on newsletter, and subscribe to receive the newsletter. There's a little box there that says contest. Click on the box. Even if you don't enter, automatically everybody that gets subscribes will get it. You'll get a little email back. Well, first of all, you'll get the newsletter saying, thank you for subscribing to get my newsletter. One of the things I'm going to do in the welcome of the newsletter, which will say, because now you get an automatic newsletter sent to you, thank you for getting my newsletter. So I have to make a note, I'll write here, note. And so I want it automatically to be sent to you. So what happens is it's called a follow-up newsletter, right? Follow up. So when you automatically subscribe to get my newsletter, you're going to get a follow up that says, thank you. And also, it'll say, you have won. There you go. And it'll be automatically, it'll have a link on there. Because now what happens is that the way I have it set up now is that when people subscribe to get the newsletter or send me email or call, I would pick one a month to win the lifetime membership contest and the book and everything else, right? Just pick one. So I decided to have let everybody win. So everybody should automatically get that you have one when they subscribe to my newsletter. They have to go through the newsletter in order to get that you have one automatically, see? But if you decide you don't want to get the newsletter and you want to just enter it, then you can send me an email, andylopez@invisiblegardener.com, and the subject you write, radio show contest, and the subject will be a subject up there. And then the body of it, you can say, hi, Andy, I listened to your radio show. I do not want to join your club or get your newsletter. Just enter me in your contest. I don't know why you would want to enter the contest if you don't want to get the join or get the newsletter. Because what happens is, as soon as you enter the contest, you're going to get the newsletter automatically anyway. So maybe you should just say, I do not want to enter the contest. I do not wish to just tell me if I won the main prize, okay? So the main prize would be you'll get the book and you'll get the Super Seaweed and the Rock Toss. You won't get anything else. You won't get a membership. You won't get, a newsletter. Just to say, I do not wish to that's the idea. So in the subject, you're right. I do not wish to join your club. I do not wish to get your newsletter, but please enter me in your contest. That would be the only reason why. So if you do want to join the club, to maybe win, to join the club for free, and if you do want to maybe get to get the newsletter, you won't get the newsletter. So wait a second. So if you should send me an email that's saying you do want to maybe win the to join, then send the email, and then I'll go ahead and send you a You Have One link. It'll say You Have One. That'll automatically get you, you'll get the membership and you will get the newsletter. See, right? So let me go over this again. So if the easiest way is just to go up there and subscribe to get the newsletter. Okay, so the easiest way is subscribe to get the newsletter. You get the newsletter, but you also get a follow-up that says you have one, which then automatically is you click on it, makes you a member. That's the easiest. That takes care of the newsletter. It takes care of membership. And from there, all you have to do is subscribe to get the podcast. You actually don't even need to subscribe to get the podcast because I have set it up even simpler, because when you subscribe to get the when you join, you automatically get the members podcast. You automatically get the podcast. Let me see if I get that right. So when you join, you don't automatically get the podcast. No, okay, it's right. So the podcast is another issue that's going on here, in the sense that you have to do it manually. You can't do it automatically, okay? So right now I have this show called Don't Panic, It's Organic. Well, you have to subscribe to get the podcast. It isn't going to happen automatically. I try to set it up for my members when they join. I can give them the newsletter automatically. Why can't I subscribe to the podcast automatically? It doesn't happen. So when you join, you'll get the newsletter saying welcome. This is everything, and this is how you get the podcast. If you want to get the podcast and not join, then you go up to my website and you subscribe to the podcast. It's a free Don't Panic, It's Organic podcast. You can also subscribe to it from the radio station, bbsradio.com. Subscribe to their podcast, because they're the station that the show originates from, and I'm there. You can subscribe to my podcast, not to the BBS Radio Show podcast, which shows all the shows, but to my specific podcast. Like I said, on my website, you can subscribe to my specific podcast. Members will get the members podcast, which basically means there are other shows that I do that are not on this station, on other stations that they will get. I do Talk Shoe. I do a bunch of other different stations. Right? So that makes it really simple. So if you want to take a chance and join, ideally what you should do is subscribe to get the podcast. Get the podcast, you get this radio show every time it goes out. We can download automatically to you. That's one of the things you definitely should do. Okay, not to worry about that. The newsletter, I would get the newsletter. The newsletter would be very, very beneficial. It shows you what I've written for my blog. I write a column I write lots of information up there. That the newsletter will tell you about that. It tells you about any specials that's going on. Any shows you access to my current videos that I'm doing. There's Invisible Gardener TV show, right? It's up there. Every once in a while, you might see Eco Cat. Lots of things going up that you get through the newsletter. Then when you do the newsletter, you automatically, right, when you sign up to get receive the newsletter, you automatically be entered in the contest. And then you have to re-enter every month. So that's the other issue that I want to bring across. You have to enter the contest every month in order to get a chance to win. So the newsletter will allow you to click on it. It has the months there. And enter me in this month's contest. Very simple. Otherwise, if you send me an email, there's a good chance that I won't see it because I get thousands of junk emails. See what I'm saying? It's going to go right. I mean, I get thousands of email. A lot of them are junk, and your email is not going to get separated. Even if you are a member, you send me email. The only way it works is that they send it to a specific place. I have a setup. That's one reason why when you sign up for the newsletter, you'll get when you click on the enter me in the contest, it's actually being sent from my server to myself. Because that's when you go up there, you click on the newsletter. The newsletter is basically online, so you open up the newsletter and you click on anything that happens there. Send me email, happens from that newsletter server, which goes to my email. And I automatically acknowledge that that's what it is. It goes into a special box, no problem finding you. If you send me from the general public, the first time I won't find you. If I find you, then I sign a rule to have your email go into that box. But it's finding you the first time that's the trick because you can go right by the email, gets deleted, doesn't stay up there forever. Okay, so one of the things that so I do a environmental alert, and I can talk to you a lot about, well, the environment. Let's see what this is. Use it as a back. I don't know if when I did my radio show, I could tell if the music I have a mixer board which allows me to have my voice flow over the music, but I don't have the right setup here. My headphones, it's going for one computer, and so I don't really know exactly the mixing, how it comes across with my voice and the music, you know. So because you can put the music and just in the background so you can hear it, but if you're fighting to talk louder than the music, it doesn't work. So I just turn it off. So I talked a little bit last, I think it was last week or the week before last, about the mosquitoes, how to keep mosquitoes from biting you. And I try to explain, and I'm not really just explaining it to you, I'm trying to tell it to the folks out there who are professionals and the cities and all the countries that are fighting, not just the mosquitoes, but pests that are spreading it in general, you know. But this particular mosquito is a vector for the West Nile virus. And here in California, LA County confirms first West Nile death of the year. And it's what I wanted to say is, okay, they're spraying, okay, they're spraying. And, you know, what they're spraying is a toxic product, okay, it's a toxic pesticide. Even though they say it's totally safe and everything, it's not. And that's not the real issue. Of course, it's an issue, you know, getting spraying chemicals, whether it be DDT, malathion, or whatever the chemical is. They tell you it's being sprayed, but they don't really say exactly what they're spraying. And the issue the thing I'm trying to make get across to people, right? And usually professionals, pest control operators, stuff like that, that are taught to be reactive and not proactive. That means you spray to kill a bug rather than find out what's going on with the bug, why it's like that in the first place. We know why mosquitoes are spreading. At least I do, and I have tried to explain it to you. Besides that, as the climate gets warmer, the climate get, they can spread their territory, but a variety of other things too that we've been doing to the planet in terms of destroying the ecosystems, the balance of the ecosystems. And so, whenever there's an infestation of one pest, you know that that there's an imbalance in nature. But here's the thing that is important to understand. Okay, so you're spraying a chemical. Not you, but these folks are. Do they realize that all they need, I'm sure they do realize this, but I'm going to say it anyway. All they need is one mosquito to survive the spraying. The babies of that mosquito will be immune to that spraying. They know that. That's a known fact. Many pesticide companies, you name the company, like the company that sells the product that kills the roaches, reformulate their stuff every 6 months to a year. It used to be every 5 years, right? Now it's every 6 months to a year. They reformulate it because the bugs are becoming immune to that particular formulation. And the mosquito, and this mosquito problem here, it says that it started. Let me see. The first emerged in 2004. In 2004, 15 years ago, it emerged in L.A. Now you would think, well, okay, we sprayed the heck out of it, and there shouldn't be any more emerging. They should all die. But why is it still spreading? Because those are immune to what we sprayed. These are going to be immune to what we sprayed. Not all of them, but that's just one. Just one. Yeah, it's one of the odds are one mosquito surviving all this. Yeah, it's going to happen. And here's the thing, too, that makes it even weirder. There is a natural substance that will kill them dead, that you can spray all you want to, will kill them dead, and they will not develop an immune to. What I'm going to do is I'm going to, I need what I call special effects, right? I need special effects so that it can emphasize when I say something. I don't have special effects. I need a special effect section in my on my for my my radio shows here. They have like going ding doing bling bling bling. Because I don't have that. But let me do this one. That one is called Thank You. Well, I just think it's absolutely amazing. Really, really nice. It has some specific frequencies that took a while to get, but to listen. Did you listen to my show a few weeks ago about how to keep the mosquitoes from biting you? If you did, raise your hand. I see like almost everybody did. Oh, you didn't. Okay, bro. All right. You're new, huh? I understand. No problem, no problem. Okay, so it's garlic. 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 It's been around as long as people have been gardening. And one of the favorite tools of the organic gardener. So one of my favorite tools. I learned about it very, very young when I was a kid. Actually, I learned about it. I don't know if I should tell you or not. I don't know. Maybe I should. See, I haven't always been this pleasant and kind and gentle. Oh no, I was there. Uh-oh. Yeah, I love it when people are calling me. Let me see. I can't do anything about it.
Call from Stickland.
So, It's probably my cable company saying I didn't pay my bill.
Call from Stickland.
They decided to call
Call from Stickland.
and they're very persistent. They're not going to go away. You see, they're not going to go away, and I can't talk to them
Call
now.
from Stickland.
You know? That's it. Oh, no, they didn't
Call from Stickland.
it. Okay. No, they ain't doing it. He's
Call from
calling.
Stickland.
Okay, so he didn't call and stop. He finally stopped. Anyway, as a kid, I used to take I used to do tricks on my classmates, and I did my favorite trick was to smell like garlic. I learned a long time early on in my youth that garlic was good for my body. It's good to repel intestinal parasites. It's also a natural blood purifier, and I learned early on that bugs hate it, and that if you smell like garlic, they hated you too. And I was and have been, always will be a heavy garlic eater in my food. As a vegetarian, when I was a kid, my family would, bring out the meat and all that stuff, and I usually didn't eat the meat, but I loved garlic on the vegetables. Garlic on, I used to, when they were frying stuff, I would fry my own things, potatoes, fry them, bananas, cook them. And then my favorite thing to do was to take garlic and wrap it up in aluminum foil and bake them, put them in underneath the fire. Anyway, when I went go to school, I think it was the sixth grade. That was a good year for me. I would do this thing with garlic. I would make a garlic sandwich. So I would get a loaf of piece of bread. I think it was mayonnaise and mustard and ketchup, whatever. And about maybe 10 cloves of garlic, which I would either fry up a little bit or bake them a little bit, or even just plain ordinary raw. I think I like them fried a little bit. You just put them in the pan and fry them up a little bit. Put them, toast them, if you say that, right? Crush them, put them on a loaf of bread with whatever else you wanted on them. I would slice it up into four pieces, the bread. Eat one on the way to school. Eat one during, eat it one every once in a while. But what happens is that you really stink of garlic. And people will look at me all the time. It's like, let me smell something. What is this? Oh, this guy smells like garlic. Wow. Sometimes they will go up and go, yeah, he smells garlic. And I since then, I advanced it to a better way to deliver, the better delivery system of the garlic. That would be to take a clove of garlic, cut it in half. You'll take the skin off, cut it in half, make it thin, lengthwise rather than the other way, so it's thinner. Put each half in your shoes, and you can walk around all day smelling of garlic, and nothing will, it definitely keeps people away. But what it does is that if you're going camping, for example, if you can smell the garlic, the mosquitoes will smell the garlic too. The mosquitoes, any other creature that's going to bite you, will smell the garlic, including mountain lions, snakes, rattlesnakes, you name it. They are 1,000 times more sensitive than your nose is. They're going to go, holy cow, I'm out of here. Right? They're going to get hit in the face with the garlic. And then I found out that because your body absorbs it, see, what happens is your body absorbs it and it gives it off to your pores. One of my doctor friends says that's called reverse, it's a reverse flushing of toxins of your body. So basically, putting it in your shoes comes into your feet, and it's reversed. It cleans out your spores, your skin, the different paths of energy flowing through. Garlic is very good for that. But because it absorbs it, your body absorbs it, it's very little of it when it's given off that would cause any harm other than it would smell. It would keep them from coming to you. So spraying the garlic is a much better solution. It's a not necessarily a better solution, but you get a stronger a smell out of it. So you can actually make a garlic spray that you can spray yourself with it, spray your environment, because the garlic spray will kill them on contact. And that's essentially what you want to, one of the things you want to do, be able to spray something. What we're talking about, spraying the city, right? So, yeah, I know, spraying the city with garlic will go, holy cow, I'm hungry, right? What is going on here? I'm smelling garlic. But think about it. It's just so you'll smell garlic for about, for maybe a half hour, an hour, you'll smell it maybe, you know, not even that, because the winds will tend to disperse it really fast in different places. Big deal, right? It wouldn't harm the bees. It wouldn't hurt any birds. It would actually help them. But it will kill them on contact. If these people were flying around or driving around, because that would be even better. They have backpacks of chemicals. Well, they have backpacks of a garlic spray. Too simple, right? It's too ridiculously simple. They actually have a product. They actually have two products on the market. One is called Garlic Barrier. Duh! And the other one is called Mosquito Barrier. It's the very same product, maybe a little bit more concentrated, to kill mosquitoes. It will also kill any soft-bodied insect. They say it's like 100, oh, I think it's more than that, maybe 1,000 cloves in a gallon of the garlic barrier or the mosquito barrier. And it's really, really strong. I bought a garlic barrier. I put a cup in 100 gallons. It was still smelling like garlic. People were going, holy cow, it's garlic. And I thought it was really strong, because first of all, when you put that quart of garlic in the 100 gallons, that 100-gallon container smelled like garlic for quite a long time. The whole truck was smelling of garlic. I personally liked it. I thought it was really cool. And so, and like I said, they do not develop an immunity to them. Not only does it work on mosquitoes, it'll work on flies, it'll work on any soft-bodied insect. It'll kill white flies. See what I'm saying? Doesn't hurt the bees. You can spray the bees all you want. Well, you know, if you overdo it with anything, so if you have too concentrated of garlic, which the thing that kills them is the sulfur. It gives off sulfur, high concentration of sulfur. No, you can't be spraying sulfur. It has to do with a blend of the the enzymes and microbes that come with the garlic, okay? If you're concerned with mosquitoes, you can make your own garlic spray. If you don't want to use a garlic barrier, you don't have to buy a gallon. You can buy a quart of it. A quart of it will last you a long time. Like I said, a gallon is much. You're never going to use a gallon. Okay, so if you have a 3-gallon sprayer, you probably would have to add, I would probably go for a tablespoon, 2 tablespoons, 3 tablespoons, something along those lines. You want to be able to smell it, but not so much you get sick from it, because too much sulfur will get you dizzy. You definitely shouldn't use, you know, if you're pregnant, you don't want to be using garlic, right? You know, that's too intense for you. But you can make your own. You can go to the 99-cent store, buy an ounce of crushed garlic, put it in a pantyhose, tie it up into a ball, let it sit in 5 gallons of clean distilled water or, you know, filtered water. I use a garden filter. Let it sit overnight. You got yourself 5 gallons of a good spray that you can spray on ants, you can spray it on bugs. It'll deter them. It'll even kill snails. That mixture, by the way, that little tea bag of garlic will you can do another 10 times more 5 gallons, because it will last a long time. You can, in other words, you can make 50 gallons easier or 100 gallons from that 1 ounce of the garlic, crushed garlic. You'll find that there are lots of other things you can use that work, that are efficient. But I wanted to bring up the garlic because it's one of the simplest tools you could use. You can grow your own garlic, you can plant them. That's another thing you can do too. You plant garlic around the house. There are different types of garlic. They have all different types of orders. My favorite is elephant garlic. You can actually buy different types of garlic from around the world. So you can have in your yard 20 different types of garlic, from black garlic to Jamaican garlic to African garlic, right? Garlic from India, garlic from Japan. There's a reason why they're using it everywhere, right? Okay, so then that has to do with my my climate, my environmental alert. I also wanted to say that in my last show, a few people had emailed me about they liked. Well, so a few people didn't like my change in style, and when I asked them change in style, it basically means I went from just dealing with information, right? This is how you deal with this bug, to telling people this is what's going on with the world. This is what's wrong with money. This is what's wrong with what. This is what we're doing all wrong here, and how to fix all this, and the end is near. All that kind of stuff, right? Which is more of a my opinion than anything else, more or less. And so I do understand. Well, see, the one person says, "Why don't you just call it panic, the panic show, right?" I do have another show called Panic. Actually, it's called WTF. And that's a ranting and raving of a madman. That would be me, wave my hands. but I can't help it, because I think that it's important. It's like preaching to the choir. You already know all this, and you're not the people that I should be talking to about this anyway, about the problem with money, right? You know, all the problems we have on the earth has to do with money. We created all these different problems, from climate change to destruction of the forest, to destruction of animals, to destruction of the water, to everything, the plastic we're polluting. Medicine nowadays has to do with money. It's all about money, how to make more and more money. Everything has to do with make more and more and more money. Okay, anyway, I don't want to get into politics or religion, but I think it's somewhere in there, right, money. Okay, so I have a few questions that people have sent to me. And let me see, where did I do with those? Oh, yeah. What did I do with the questions? Let's see. Three other contact questions. Gee whiz, I wrote the questions down here. Okay, a lady says she read she heard and read, because I usually do both. I do the TV show and the column that coincides with it, about gopher control using bulbs, using paper white narcissus. She wants to know if she can plant other bulbs and will it protect them, if she planted them amongst the narcissus. The answer is yes. Okay, she can plant lots of bulbs. If you lose, using bulbs because they're coming after them, and they will come after whatever bulb they can get their hands on. That's why paper white narcissus is very effective, in that they will go after the bulb, and the paper white narcissus is a toxin, and it will kill them. But it also transfers that toxicity to any bulbs planted next to them. And there's another question that also has to do with gophers, and that is, you talk about plants that repel them. Where did you get your information? We have done these same plants, and they were also eaten by the gophers. I got my information from my own experience planting things, and the gophers will leave them alone. But I've also learned that they're all different. They're all unique. They may have developed, they may have learned, to stay away from them. They may have learned, or may have even developed an immunity to them. The gopher issue, people have a lot of, the gopher problem is bad. You just have to learn how to deal with it in the long-term solution. Like I said, there's always a short-term solution and a long-term solution. One of the things that you may have to eventually do is do a barrier, physical barrier around the property to keep them out. They're a part of nature, and there's nothing you can really do about it other than protect yourself. Not a good idea to be poisoning. Another question has to do with coffee beans and rabbits. And no, you don't give the coffee beans to the rabbits. And no, you don't make coffee and give it to the rabbits. Okay?
How do I feed the rabbits the coffee beans?
I don't remember telling anybody that you should feed the rabbits coffee beans. Maybe I said it wrong. So the idea behind the coffee beans is that rabbits have a strong sense of smell. It's just like most other animals and insects. Okay, birds, they all have a different way to detect smells. And so rabbits, that's very important for them. And so coffee beans have a coffee smell. Certain coffee smells, they won't like it for many reasons. Coffee is caffeine, so they get that into their body, their little heart starts beating faster, they don't like it, they go away. If they come in contact with it one way or another, they don't like it, they go away. It's a way to repel them, it's not going to kill them. Essentially, then if you get the coffee beans that I've learned to use is a vanilla. Vanilla is toxic to them, so there's vanilla and coffee beans. It uses the coffee beans, the way that the smell travels, the coffee bean. So it sends the vanilla smell out right along with the coffee bean smell, right? So you'll smell the vanilla coffee, and that will tend to repel them. That's the reason why it's vanilla coffee bean works really, really well. So we have, what time is it? It's 55. I understand by the great gods up there that I have a little more time because I started a little bit late. So I want to talk to you a little bit about the show. First of all, I want to tell everybody, thank you for the support. My Don't Panic, It's Organic show, the iTunes alone show alone, iTunes for this year did 60,000 downloads. That's the iTunes, because they tell me how much. I haven't been able to figure out how to add up the show here, you know, from this station in terms of how many people have actually, they have so many different ways that they can listen to streams, download podcasts. Just the podcast alone, I have no way of right now of determining stats from the podcast for the whole year. But there are other stations that, so my other station is TalkShoe, and TalkShoe has 44,000 downloads for the Don't Panic, It's Organic show. See, I broadcast it here on bbsradio.com, but I also posted the show back up again on the other, and my talk show, which I had the longest. That's the one that iTunes plugs into. So iTunes plugs into my talk show, and I didn't want to change it over right now. I would have lost it, but BBS Radio also does a podcast for me also, and I have my own podcast. So I want to say thank you for the great support. I do want you guys to come to the website and get the membership for free and start using the products that I have there, which is I have 21 books which will help you. I love it if you stop by and buy my book, Don't Panic, It's Organic. I need support too. And this, I'm in the process of looking for a co-host. I want to be able to pay the co-host. And so I'm looking for a sponsor. But I've learned from doing a radio show since the 70s, much better to get support from your listeners than to get sponsors and advertisers. See, once I get support from my listeners and the sponsors will come. Okay? And you know, there are lots of people doing organic products out there, and they won't like it if I give them money and they don't have the support. You need to have the support. The support comes from the audience. You see, right? So that would be you guys. So go to my website, invisiblegardener.com. Subscribe for the newsletter. Say, hi, I heard you on the radio show. I'd like to offer you my support. Here I am. You'll get automatically back. You have one. You become a free lifetime member. You have access to all my books, the organic hotline, the members for Ask Andy Forum, right? Plus the radio show. You can always call me on the radio show. You don't need to be a member to call on the radio show. And you don't have to pay me a penny to talk to me. So you can always call me on the radio show and talk to me. But I would love it if you start getting the newsletter. Check out my books. The e-books are very inexpensive. The Don't Panic, It's Organic. You'll get that right away. Oh, you can get that for free. There's no reason why you can't. You know, all you have to do is subscribe to get the newsletter. You will get automatically win, and you're gonna get the Don't Panic, It's Organic e-book right away. Okay. And I'm even willing to say, look, if you don't want to do subscribe to the newsletter, just send me an email, andylopez@invisiblegardener.com. Tell me, I should like to get your free ebook, please. I don't know if I'll find it in my junk mail. I'll do the best I can, because after 200 or 300 looking through the junk mail, I'll go, oh, Christ, I should try to look at the subject, right? So in the subject, you should write BBS Radio Show Contest or whatever station you listen to, so I can maybe at least pull it up that way. But I'm serious. I get so much email, and they go into the junk. Majority of going in the junk box. If the computer doesn't know who you are, it goes into the junk box. And I have to go there and look through it. And if I see you, see, the thing is, I can't write rules for everybody. I try to have 1,000 rules up there for every individual person. It just doesn't work. So it's better if you deal with me through the system I have set up. That would be through the newsletter. Enter me. You get automatically into the contest. As a member, you're already in it. You get the newsletter automatically. You're on my list. The computer will know who you are. Okay? I also have my Super Seaweed, which is normally $150 for a quart. It's on sale for $55 for a quart, one-third the price. Okay? The Invisible Gardener's Rock Dust Blend is $49.95. That's 5 pounds. It's got 10 different types of rock dust in it, maybe 11 or 12. Next week, by the way, I'm going to be talking to you about all the different types of rock dust that I have in my rock dust blend. That's going to be coming up next week. So visit InvisibleGardener.com. Sign up for the newsletter. If you're a member already, and you can enter the contest, you'll get the Grower's Kit and the Super Seaweed, the quart of Super Seaweed. Coming up soon, I'm going to be doing Don't Panic, It's Organic t-shirts, right? And Don't Panic, It's Organic coffee cups. And Don't Panic, It's Organic bumper sticker, right? And I'll be giving those away as part of the contest. So thank you very much. I have a another 2 minutes, I think. Hey, Mr. Engineer, you can just move it on now. It's fine with me. Just say, time to go. Go, go, go. Yeah? No? Okay.